Three, two, one. It's Shazam!
The podcast that hopes to make itself obsolete.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Carissa, and...
Are you quarantined? Because we're going insane.
Hey, Kayla.
Hello, Carissa.
How were you doing during the apocalypse?
Apocalypse is fun. The sun's out. At least I'm not in Canada, but I'm also in the U.S. So it's a tough trade-off. I have no snow, but I also have no testing kits. How are you?
Well, I'm in Canada.
Oh, no!
And... Yep. So
you
that's
have testing
fun.
Kits.
But we have testing kits. Yeah, Trudeau on Monday morning said, everyone come home right now. And all of the good little Canadians went, okay. And so we all came home. I'm staying at my friend Miranda's with her partner Richard. And they both took me into their home and had to like restart their whole quarantine timeline to have me here. So I'm very grateful. But also, I'm a little worried about... 14 days
yep.
Not doing anything. God.
Yes. Correct. I've been, because I'm in the high risk category for my compromised immune system and asthma, I have been self-quarantined already for about 2 weeks. So everyone is now welcome to my hell. Congratulations for being here. I cannot give you any advice because I've lost my mind. So
great.
We're going to try to get through this together.
So I'm going to be you in 14 days is what
you're
saying.
Yep, welcome to it. And I will be probably melted into the floor.
Great. Okay, yep. Great.
Which,
the nice thing is that because I travel with all my stuff, like I live out of my bags, I just have all my stuff with me. So that's kind of nice. I'm really trying to look on the bright side of things. We went for a lovely walk along the river creek bed in Canada. And Canada kept like presenting these little scenes. We couldn't go anywhere near anybody, but like in the distance we saw like children tobogganing. And it was like, oh, okay, Canada, I get it. You're very Canada. Good job being visually extremely Canada.
It sounds like a postcard.
It does. Seriously, that's what Miranda and I were saying. Every 20 feet looked like another postcard. At one point, we walked around the corner and there was like a family in all matching winter wear watching their child climb up a fallen tree branch with like freshly fallen snow. Everything is a postcard. I forgot how beautiful it is here. It's very beautiful. And it's not so horribly cold. It's, you know, you put on enough stuff and you're like, all right, it's fine. It's fine. You know what? It's all fine. It's also day one. So
I like that you're saying, oh, it's not horribly cold, but I'm still going to wear this knitted wool hat.
Well, Canada wants me to Canada, so I'm going hard.
Well done. Great job. Welcome
home. In fact, I'm going to refer to this hat as a toque just to
lead into my Canadian-ness. That sounds like a racist thing. Oh.
A toque? No, it's just a hat.
Oh, it sounds like it should be in the list of bad words to say.
I am 100% going to look up the etymology of that because now I'm worried about it.
I think you need to look up the Urban Dictionary version.
That's no. Okay.
I'll someone look it up and give it to us. Oh, Chris is on it.
I'm going to look it up.
So as Chris is looking it up, I'm going to tell you about this episode. We're going to talk in this episode about how to survive a quarantine because we definitely know what we're talking about. We don't. We're such experts because we've had to live through so many quarantines. I mean, we're just going to talk about what we're doing and what we're seeing other people do and just like some fun suggestions of things to do while you're sitting at home. Like if you happen to be so moved to send an email to somebody who runs a convention and be like, hey, where are the women at? And then they email you back and they're like, we had a woman once, then you could email them back and go, that's not what Shazam says. Okay, maybe don't say that, but be more eloquent than what I'm doing. Yeah. But, you know, that could be a way that you could spend like an hour of a day. It's just emailing some convention chairs and going, hey, here's a list of women that I would love to see booked at your convention. Thank you. And then make that list good women. Don't add a woman to the list just so that you can have like an even number. Okay, if you have 19 women on your list, don't add one that's like new and bad just so you can get an even number. Like, it's not that important, people. I think this was a good rant. What does the Urban Dictionary say about this word that I might be racist?
So, toque is from French Canada. It was highly popular in the 1800s and has slowly decreased in popularity, but is still used in Canada. And the Urban Dictionary defines a toque as the ultimate in high Canadian fashion worn year-round, whether it is cold or warm outside. And yes, it does get warm in Canada. So this is how Canadian Canada is that even the Urban Dictionary is like, we can't turn that into a sex thing. They're too adorable. So I read this and I was like, even the dictionary will not. Yeah, very funny.
So is it racist?
No, it's not racist. Darn, it's French. Oh. The Canada can't be more racist.
And we've lost Carissa to the country of Canada. Great. Good to know you. Sorry's coming back hard. Congrats.
Extra here, fun. Like here was the crazy thing. So at the border yesterday when I was coming in, I was being very careful and like we cleaned everything before we brought in the house. We were being very, very careful. And I had my protection. And then I go up to the border guard and he asked me all these questions and he's like, when were you in New York? And then he did the math and he figured out that's more than 14 days ago. And so I'm allowed to come in the country and all these things. And then once we did the whole spiel, he goes, welcome home. Thank you for doing your part. And I got teary-eyed. And almost cried at the border because I was like, you're welcome. He was so sincere when he said it, I think was what it was. It's like, this is a border guard. He has had to say this 300 times a day. How is it so sincere? And also, maybe I'm just like a little emotional because, you know, we're all trapped at home.
This story had more emotion than I've ever had in my whole life. Like, it was just really intense.
Wow. It's very intense. Nice. Yeah.
Congrats.
Canada's adorable.
It is.
So go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, if we want to jump into the episode, because we're recording, I guess, maybe it'd be fun to start talking about, just to create the empathetic circle that is entertainment industry plus quarantine. How has all of the quarantine and coronavirus affected your business, Carissa?
Well, I flew to Vegas from wherever I was before Vegas, I can't remember, and to help with some people doing, I can't say who, but some people doing Fool Us, just to be available, and they did a very good job. And so I was in Vegas and things started to get canceled. So first Magic World got canceled and then a few more things and a few more things. And it started being like two or three things a day. And because Folsom Dining was only 20 people, that didn't get canceled until yesterday or the day before yesterday. So I still had like some gigs until Monday at noon and then they were all gone. So basically anything between now and I can look at my schedule, but I think anything between now and July, I think 100% of that stuff got canceled. So that's great. I did one show when I was in Vegas because Shocker invited me and Biz to come play in his playground. He's got like a weekly show. And so he's like, well, why don't you come do it? And I counted it out. And that was my 100th show this year. So January, February, mid-March, I did 100 shows. March, April, May, June, 0 shows. So it's a little different. It's just a little different. You know, just a little bit different. What about you, Kayla?
Not enough to notice.
Yeah. But this is, I mean, it's happening to everyone. So it's hard to, like, feel sad about it because, like, it's not about us.
I'm going to make it about me. So I've had, I'm just kidding. Just this one moment. Give me this one moment to be selfish. Everything is also canceled. So we had our tour. We were going to be gone end of March, basically through April. So about 5 weeks. There was a week in there, week and a half or so, that we didn't have anything. But we had a good amount of work between March and April, beginning of May. And so obviously all of that has gotten moved to some other time throughout the year, which is great because some other time throughout the year that we didn't have a tour, we now have a tour. So that's a positive. But I'm just sort of waiting to see, like, how long does this quarantine go? Right now, technically, we still have two tour shows at the end of April. I'm imagining those are getting moved, but currently they're still on the books. And then at the time of this recording anyway, and then a bunch of stuff in May that it's the same jam that I don't know whether or not it's going to be going or not. So it's definitely a little bit scary just thinking about how long this is all going to last. I've already started, because I've already been in 75% quarantine for the last chunk of time, that I've already started looking at, you know, there are a lot of opportunities out there for people who work in entertainment and work in different industries to apply for help. And just thinking, like, I don't know how long this is going to last. I just want to be prepared if that comes that route. And also been sharing it as much as possible with other friends who I definitely know are in a similar boat. I live in Los Angeles. Like, actors depend on auditions and magicians depend on gigs in the castle. The castle finally shut down after still having a weekend of the buffet. And I mean, I know. Yes, correct. The employees were serving food. So obviously that's fine. They don't have it. There was just a lot of fun drama around that. I understand why they kept it open, money, but it was definitely time, and we're very happy that it closed down because that is literally a petri dish.
Yeah, one thing to recognize, because I was really interested in how people closed and when people closed, and some of it, I was talking to a lawyer friend of mine, said that if you stay open until you're forced to close, then you can claim insurance on it. Correct. And if not, you can't. Yes. So there were some places that were just holding off because they can't afford to close without it being mandated, which is why it was so important that this came from, like, the state level. Mm-hmm. And it seems like in America, that just didn't come soon enough to be reasonable.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's absolutely just keeping everything going. I mean, we were going to be going to Mexico next week. We had a whole plan we were going to be going, and it was finally to our producer's discretion that he decided it was not a good idea, amongst the cast and crew also deciding it wasn't a good idea. But we were still slated to go and probably would be there if this wasn't a decision on our part. But yeah, absolutely. Like, the insurance is an issue, and government is taking a little bit longer to make choices here, so it's problematic. There's a new bill that they're trying to pass about it, that you don't have to pay, like, rent and mortgages, or, like, you get a prorate, like, a cheaper rent or a mortgage, or, like, whatever, like, just different things for people, and it didn't pass. So now the states are going to try to do it. So California is already on it. Like, they're just like, nope, 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 pass it. So that's good. I'm happy to live in this state. So there's a lot that's very scary, and none of us have really ever lived through this. Although my uncle was very excited to be like, listen, when I was a kid, we just didn't have the internet and the news to tell us this information, but I had polio, and certainly that was a problem, wasn't it? And you're like, oh yeah, there were other massive outbreaks. We just didn't know about it on this scale. Obviously, this is very different, not taking away the power of the corona, but it's my first experience with a mass outbreak at such a level. So what fun.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to also put it in the context of, like, history, because, and I don't know why I've been thinking about this a lot lately, but there's a couple of, like, good podcasts and there's a couple of good YouTube videos that talk about this in the context of, like, pandemics over the course of human history. And it's cool for me, at least, to think about it in those terms, because it helps me be a better human. It helps me be a better citizen, because I want to be on the right side of history. And I want to think about this in the larger scale of, like, all right, so this is a big deal. And this is something that's going to define our generation. And I would like for my story around this to be one of caution and generosity and concern, and not flippant disregard and killing old people. So, you know, that'd be good.
On the line of the podcast, just for educational purposes, I've found basically the one podcast that I'm like, wow, this is really, really informative. It helps give better context to all the headlines that you keep seeing. It's literally called Epidemic, and it was started for this. It's on only its third episode, but it's by Dr. Celine Gounder and Ronald Klein. And Ronald Klein, well, Dr. Celine Gounder is an epidemiologist, and Ronald Klein was Obama's Ebola czar. So he has a lot of experience with outbreaks, and them talking about the outbreak and everything to do is really informative. So if you're looking for something that is relaxing, the episodes are quite short. They're under 30 minutes, but they give a lot of information. And I really, really, really recommend checking out that podcast just because it is so informative.
I'm going to download it right now. Epidemic.
Maybe we should morph into positives. I figured why not start with like sad empathy. We're all in the same boat. We get you. Here's now some fun things.
Great. Hey, so we should look on the bright side. There are
that this was is such kind a of, good transition.
Right? Great. Basically, we all have a bunch of time now where we don't have any shows and we can't leave the house, and that can be very isolating. But having a goal or a project can be a great way to make you feel like this time was not wasted. And we've all seen a lot of people like doing these live streams and, you know, making toilet paper magic, which, you know, it had its time, you guys. I think we get it. Everybody got to do their toilet paper sanitizer live stream one trick idea, and I don't know about you, but I'm over it. So let's talk about other ways that we can
for the love of whatever higher power being you might or might not believe in, stop making online content. If you've been making online content, I'm not mad at you. But if this is your one chance in life to make a magic video with a mask or a toilet paper or hand sanitizer, I'm done with you. I'm just done with it. I don't want to watch it. I don't, you know what? Because six of you did the same damn trick. I don't care. Just move, like, it's, I get it. I get that you're bored, but there's got to be some other take on the world that you can have that isn't a torn and restored toilet paper. That's right. I'm passionate. I'm quiet. I've lost my mind.
Yeah, Kayla's lost her mind. This is what we all have to look forward to. In 2 weeks, we're going to be at Kayla's level. Kayla's our case study so that we can kind of see where we're going.
Can't wait till you all get here.
I think if you want to make online content, cool. But just maybe make sure that you're not doing... Because right now, a lot of magicians are basically just remaking the same thing over and over again.
Same thing.
And I mean, I think that's the problem that we have in the larger world of magic to begin with. And it's one thing if we're all doing it in private shows and just basically doing the same tricks over and over again. But when it's on the internet and you see, you know, the public sees like 15 magicians have the same idea, it doesn't do well to reflect the art. So just make sure that if you're going to make some content, that it's like a true reflection of what you are uniquely qualified to provide and put out into the world. Cool.
I'm going to also mention one more thing. I don't mind the, like, it's all great if you're, you know, with the creativity and stuff, but just know how to put together a good video. And if this is the time to learn, like, make that a project. Do you know what you shouldn't do? A 3.5 minute video of literally nothing. Like, make it good. Put out some good content, people. Make good content. I'm done with this rant. What's next?
Cool. So Kayla and I thought it'd be really valuable to talk about goal setting, because this could be a time for you to accomplish some things that you've been putting on the back burner or set some new goals for yourself and make sure this time is active and feels fulfilling. Like, if you're people like us, I am a slight workaholic, and the idea of not having a thing to do makes me scared and sad. So I have a plan for some projects to work on and broke them down into doable bits, and Kayla also did that thing. And we're going to talk about how we set goals.
I did that thing.
Didn't you? You just, before when we were having our friendship portion of our podcast dates, you talked about a thing you're going to make.
Oh, I have things I want to work on, but I'm a procrastinator, so my goals are find something else to do until you need to do what you need to do. So that's just how I live my life. What's one project that you're working on and excited about?
I am really excited about this thing I want to do where I want to do creativity prompt videos. So basically, it's just like a quick 2-minute talk about a concept and then with some minor restrictions and then go, you know. And then I'm hoping it's something that you can either participate in or not participate in, and it's not going to put a huge demand on people's time. But there are a few people who have jumped in to do it with me who I really admire and respect their creative work, and I just think it could be really fun, and hopefully it'll activate our community to create some original interesting work rather than just spitting out the same 7
with ideas over toilet and over again. Paper torn and restored. I'm done with it.
Yeah, done with it. Done with it. Yep. What about you, Kayla? What are you working on?
Well, I'm not going to say the thing that you want me to say yet.
Darn it.
I'll get there. So one thing that I'm working on in this time of fun is, so I am a really intense procrastinator. And so I've like portioned out 3 hours of every day. It can be whenever. It doesn't need to be at 1 p.m. every day because that's how I am. It's just 3 hours that I get. 1 hour I have to work out. No questions asked. 1 hour I have to do business time. So emails, work on website, whatever. And the third hour, which is the one I'm very excited about, is I just called it magic time. And basically I'm just learning a new trick each day. And I don't need to ever revisit it, but I just want to learn something new. So I've got a whole bunch of props that just exist that I bought and haven't ever done anything with. And so I'm going to start with those. And then I'm going to move to books and DVDs. And Richard Kaufman so kindly put out an ebook of a book of his that is out of print. So I think I might look at some of that. So basically just every day I'm going to just learn a new thing. Because I haven't learned magic, like a published trick or a new prop in a while that didn't have a specific place or purpose in a routine. And so I'm just going to try to build up a bigger arsenal of stuff, really. So that's my big project.
I love your plan for learning a new trick every day. That's actually very cool and inspiring. I might join you on that. That's really cool. So we were going to talk a little bit about goal setting and how that works, because I think a lot of people make a to-do list that is actually undoable. So they list things that are basically just the title of a huge project rather than an actual thing you can do. Mm-hmm. In the book Getting Things Done, he talks about the idea of making sure that tasks on your to-do list are genuinely actionable. And what that means is that you don't want to put something on your to-do list that you can't actually do. So like write a book. That can't be on your to-do list because you can't just sit down and write a book. That's not actually a finishable project. And if, let's say, your project is build a shelf, well, that's a project. Build a shelf requires you to go to the hardware store, buy wood, maybe draw out your plans before you even do that, make a shopping list, get the tools you need, set aside some time to actually build it, clear out a space to build it. Like, building a shelf is actually 15 actionable items. So I think it's really important to make sure that you know what the difference between a project is and an action item. Otherwise, it'd be very easy for you to end up at the end of your quarantine apocalypse time feeling like, oh yeah, everybody I know got a bunch of stuff done and I didn't do anything.
People always say something like they want to exercise more, they want to like lose weight, but like how much weight? How much do you want to exercise? And then breaking all that down, like it has to be an achievable, quantifiable thing. So I should be able to literally go, instead of exercise more, well, more than what and how much more, it would go exercise 3 times a week. Great. Did I do that this week? Nope. I only did it twice. Okay. So next week. Oh, great. This week I did 4. Check. Awesome. I'm amazing. So you get making sure that things are actually able to be quantified and in a sense judged. Like you can go, yep, I did that. Didn't do it. There's no subjective questioning here. It needs to be 100% you're able to actually say you did it without question. So we have a link. Well, we have 2 links. One is a Carissa link and one is a Kayla link, if I have ever seen links to describe. Yes. Do you want to talk about your link?
So my link is from Zen Habits. It's a website I actually look at all the time. And it's a breakdown of the How to Get Things Done book in 5 fairly easy steps, but it's all reading. But I think it's a really lovely list and it helps make things very clear as to how to get things done. And Kayla's link.
It's a picture. It's a chart. It looks very much more for athletes or something, but the chart is, you know, the goal of losing 20 pounds and then breaking it down into skills and practices and just making sure that everything is clear as you possibly can is really helpful when goal setting. So we'll put these links up in the episode description so you can see the joy that we have had in looking at them ourselves.
Amazing. So maybe you don't want to get things done. Maybe you want to spend some of this quarantine having a good time and just keeping yourself sane. And that is also totally okay. We wanted to talk about goal setting and getting things done because that's kind of how Kayla and I are trying to use some of our time. But we're also going to try and have fun. So Kayla and I wanted to do a rapid fire game of how to spend your quarantine.
Yep.
So we're going to go back and forth. Happy one thing times. Each.
Sorry, I just keep saying.
And we're going to see... We're going to see when we run out of ideas. Okay, you ready?
Ready. Are you starting?
I can start.
Cool.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Read a book.
Cook.
Play VR.
Play other video games like Mario Kart.
Fix a prop that you haven't fixed in forever.
Go on a walk.
Take some material you already have and script it out so you actually have a written script of it.
Play with the alcohol you have and see what fun tastes you can create.
Have a pillow fight with the one person you get to hang out with.
52 pickup.
Camping in your living room.
Edibles. I'm just saying all the things I've done.
Oh my god. Okay, repair costumes that need to be repaired.
Dye your hair.
Learn a new language.
Clean your house.
Relearn a language you already knew but you forgot.
Organize your desk.
Learn how to play the ukulele.
Tap dance.
Back up all of your hard drives and label the files so you can actually find your stuff.
Edibles. I think we nailed it. Nailed it. Do your taxes is a good one to end on. Yay! We did it!
I love edibles twice and then do your decks.
It was worth the second mention.
That's my favorite thing. This is what passes for entertainment now that the world is over. So one of the other things Kayla and I are excited to do is we're going to put up a page on the website where we can list different resources that have been released for free around the magic community and outside the magic community that Kayla and I have ran into that we love or that we think we should call attention to. Lots of people are releasing their classes or their old books or ebooks or their podcasts. So it'll be just a resource of free things that you can do so you can take a look at what Kayla and I have gotten up to and kind of put things in one spot.
Great. Oh, 3D printing. I could have said that instead of edibles twice.
No, it was perfect.
Oh, okay, cool. Also, you could 3D print. So yeah, we're going to post those videos of me learning a new trick. I'll make sure it looks good first, hopefully. Knock on wood. If it doesn't look good, you're not getting a video. And so yeah, we're just trying to do some fun things that pass the time for everybody, but also are slightly productive. One thing that we thought would be fun is another little game. I think it's password, but I didn't look it up to confirm. So someone send us a message. You'll let us know. So we've each thought of 3 words that have to do with this experience. And it is our goal to get the other one to guess it. Basically, if your word earlier, my example, my word was scissors. So I can't say any part of the word scissors. And I just have to say to Carissa one word. So I'll say cuts. And then she renders a guess. And if she doesn't get it the first time, then I say another word. So I could say paper. And then you would go from there. And I might say rock. And then you go from there. So you get 3 words to be able to get the word. So that makes sense.
I think that makes sense. Okay, so Kayla, do you want to go first and I'll guess?
Yes, that'd be great. Also, as we're playing, take a quick pause. If you think you know the word, send us a fun tweet And I don't know. That was my way of getting some social media engagement.
Okay, here we go. Success. Way to succeed at social media engagement.
Thank you. Please, someone, anybody, just send us a tweet so that I can say it was a success. And all you have to do is just put, here's a tweet, @ShazamPod, and then I'll be happy. Okay, you ready, Carissa? Here is the first clue. Exam.
Test.
You got it.
Yay. Okay, my turn. Ready? Mm-hmm. Videos.
A VR headset?
No. Oh.
Okay, go do another word.
Online.
A lot of annoying magicians doing something about toilet paper.
Yes, you got it.
It's supposed to be one word, but I'm guessing sentences.
Yeah, it was just, it was toilet paper. The thing was
toilet paper. Yeah.
I honestly thought you'd get it just from.
That was my word, my next word.
We are so uncreative. Okay. You have to think of a different one then.
Oh, dang it. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Germ.
Virus.
Yes!
We should go on a game show and win $1 million.
Wow.
This is the show.
Our next episode is an hour of us playing.
Maybe you and I should play live stream password. Totally.
That'd be great.
If you guys want us to do like a live stream some game thing, just message us and we'll try to make
it happen. No one wants that, but I want it, and that's all that matters.
I don't think they want it either. That's why I always ask. I'm not just going to post content. I'm always like, do you guys want this? Because if nobody wants it, I'm not doing it.
Smart. Very smart. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, you go.
Delivery.
Food.
Nope. App.
Uber Eats.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Germ.
Corona.
No. Second word. Killer.
Oh. Hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
So we need to go on a talk show. Wow. Seriously. We're so good at this.
So good at this.
Okay, I got one more. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little further away from what we've been doing, but not too far. Hoarding.
Newspapers.
No. Who's hoarding newspapers?
It was an episode of Monk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Ready? Fear.
Agoraphobia. It's also a Monk.
No. Okay, I'll give you one more. Freak out. It's hyphenated.
Self-quarantine.
Yay!
Yay! Was that really it?
Yeah.
Oh, yay! Great.
I was just going to say, my plan was to say like more and more tragic things. It's like, until you got it. But I was kind of hoping that joke would go on longer. But
oh, sorry. That was great. Well done.
Oh, you're too good at this game for my joke to pay off.
I loved it. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. So that was fun.
It was fun.
And
do you have a, ready for this question? You're going to see where I'm going. Do you have a non-magic project that you're going to be working on during this time?
Yes.
Well, that was an in-depth answer. Thanks.
Well, I'm scared to like say what I'm working on because then I feel like people. Anyway, so I'm going to learn the ukulele. I'm going to learn how to speak French, relearn how to speak French. And I've got some stuff I want to like build and conceptualize that are outside the realm of magic. Kayla, are you doing a non-magic project?
Yeah. Wow. You just answered like all these really awesome, like self-building up, bettering your abilities answers. And I think mine is along those lines as well. I'm going to make tap dance videos with Harrison to various songs by the Ying Yang Twins. It feels like what the world needs and didn't know it right now.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think what the world needs now is tap dance, sweet tap dance.
To the Ying Yang Twins.
To the Ying Yang.
The Ying Yang Twins are everything like against what Shazam stands for. Like, just do me a favor. Okay, hold on. indulge me. I'm going to just give you some. Okay, if you are under a certain age, don't listen to this.
Oh, my goodness.
But here are some of.
Kayla.
What?
What is happening?
It's brilliant. I don't want. Okay, well, Salt Shaker is a good song, but that's not the one I want. Here it is.
People can look this up. Okay, all right.
Nope. I just briefly. I won't give it all of it because it's really wrong. This is Wait, the Whisper Song by the Ying Yang Twins. I also want to do a video. I might do it. Just going to be a dedication to the Ying Yang Twins. That's my quarantine. Where I want to read Ying Yang Twins song lyrics, but as if they were children's books. So this is a quick preview.
Oh my God.
Kayla. Wait, the Whisper Song by Ying Yang Twins. Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you something that you might like to hear. You got a sexy ass body and your ass looks soft. Mind if I touch it and see if it's soft? I'm going to end there because the rest of it's really raunchy. But I thought that would be of entertaining value.
You know what? I think this is brilliant and I can't wait to see it. And two, I'm just so proud of us not making any more toilet paper magic videos.
No, I've shifted all of my abilities to this new project.
Yeah.
Cool. I think it's efficient.
I think that's the episode. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I had one more thing to say.
Okay.
So, as you probably know, if you've been listening to Shazam from the beginning, you are well aware of the story. Yeah, yes, you remember. You are well aware of the adventure that began to start it all off, which was an experience that I had working Magic Live, specifically with Stan Allen. And I just wanted to let everyone know, in the interest of sharing that story originally, that it was not putting Stan necessarily, it was kind of highlighting like a negative thing that was done. And I want to now highlight a positive thing that was done, which is I had a lovely conversation with Stan and we had a good catch up and all air has been cleared, as well as I want to commend Stan because he is really diligently, although we might not see it on the finished side yet, he is really diligently working hard to book more diversity at Magic Live and has been since the ground zero. I don't know what that was really an epic way of describing that story. But yeah, so I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm very proud of Stan and I think he's doing a really good job. And in fact, listening to some of the things that he's done that's behind the scenes, obviously we don't all get to see it and we didn't either, but listening to some of what he's been working on, I just want to say that Stan's doing a really great job and we should all commend him for it and he's working hard. So yay.
I was so happy to hear that this happened because I think that sometimes we make mistakes and our internalized misogyny or like just our lack of knowledge gets in our way and we think we know better. And, you know, we just really want to commend anyone who's willing to turn around and go, hey, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware. I didn't know. And I didn't believe the right people or whatever. It is never too late to apologize. And we just really wanted to point that out and congratulate Stan for taking such a I don't know, just for being great.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yes.
and also offer him maybe not a whole feminist cookie, but maybe a feminist crumb.
I'd like to offer Stan a feminist bag of gluten-free flour, a container of cashew butter, and a bag of chocolate chips, all feminist chocolate chips, feminist cashew butter, and just say, hey, make your own cookie. But I'm happy that he's willing to try baking.
Yeah. Anytime people make good feminist choices and are willing to step forward and help change the face of magic, we're always happy to commend them and to congratulate them for their hard work. So thank you, Stan.
Thanks, Stan.
And everybody else that is working towards trying to have more diversity in their clubs or at their conventions. We've seen a lot of change over the last couple of years, not in every place, but in a lot of places. And part of that is because of you, our audience, and the people out there who have been feeling comfortable enough to email convention bookers and clubs and ask for diversity when you don't see it. I think that really has made a huge impact.
I want to send a shout out as well to our good buddy Gary Meyer, because Gary has been like just a triumphant human being in the Shazam adventure and making a lot of headway in his own area. And we absolutely love Gary and thank him for all that he does. And then he also presented a really interesting question, and that being sometimes when an email gets sent to someone who runs a convention, they become very defensive, even if the email wasn't an attacking email. It's just easy to become very defensive and say, like, well, we one time booked a woman and we one time booked an African-American person, so we did it, we're done. And I think maybe an approach to start taking, if everyone can jump on this bandwagon, is to, instead of saying, hi, convention, why aren't you booking more diversity, instead to just send them a list of performers that you would like to see. Say, I go to your convention, here's a list of performers I'd like to see. And just make over half of that list people of diversity. And you could make your whole list that, but shoot for over 50%, because I think that would hopefully get more of a positive reaction than one that requires a defensive nature.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I think even as well, just focusing on going, hey, I come to your convention and I would like to see more diversity, rather than saying, like, why you know diversity? Which I know part of why you guys are saying that is because that's exactly what we said to say. But Gary pointed out that sometimes you catch more flies with honey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think even just emailing a list with not even mentioning the need for diversity, maybe just even emailing a list of diverse performers, and hopefully we can start to see changes. But we already are starting to see it. It just needs to be more and more. And that's in thanks to all of you. And that is all I have to say.
If ever there are conventions ever again, if ever there are ever events of any kind.
Can we leave?
What?
Can we leave our house now? Can we go to a convention? I'm out. Bye.
No, Kayla, you're immunocompromised. You have to stay put.
Dang it.
It's really fun to watch you right now and see where I'm going to be in 2 weeks. It's definitely not scary at all.
I'm scared.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for this very special episode of Shazam. And remember,
what you guys don't know is while Carissa was going on her 5-minute speech about goal setting, I left the room because I really had to pee.
And I just kept going.
Yep, just kept going. Thank you.
Don't tell them how the sausage is made. Don't tell them how the vegan sausage is made.
Thank you for switching it to my dietary restrictions.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I'm here to be helpful. Bye. Don't go outside. Bye.
Shazam is sponsored in part by the Society of American Magicians. Thank you, SAM. Go join a club.